We have to imagine a future and then create it when it is absurd to think that we could just destroy the health and habitability of this planet. We can't go back in the past and change it, but we can project into the future and imagine a time 40 years from now. If we don't change, if we allow ourselves to be convinced that it's okay to keep doing this, even though, you know, all this stuff is going on, then 40 years from now, when our children are the age some of us are now, our grandchildren, and they look back on 2007, what are they going to say? If we don't have it, they will say, what were they thinking? Didn't they see the evidence? They chose to listen to some science fiction writer or an outlier or something. They rejected the clarion calls of warning from the entire global scientific community. They rejected the evidence. They saw the North Pole melting and they failed to act. What were they doing? Didn't they care about those who come after? Were they too busy and too worried about the inconvenience and discomfort of changing? Were they that immoral and numb and unethical? Or they can say, I'm so grateful that those in 2007 didn't enthrall themselves, woke up, and found the moral courage to understand clearly that history had entered a new phase, and that when mankind began to press destructively against the integrity of the ecological system, they stopped and became aware of what they were doing and had the courage to safeguard the future health of this planet. I want those 40 years from now to thank us instead of cursing them. I want them to call us not the self-destructive generation, but the next greatest generation.